That's the other one.
Down in the one I gave you last night.
Yeah, I haven't done it with it yet. That's the same one.
Oh, I labeled mine just like you did.
Oh, yeah, it looks like another one.
Call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975. Chapter 231 have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have the roll call, please.
Weaver.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Conry.
Here.
Kagan.
Here.
Thompson.
Yes, ma'am.
First up, we have our minutes of June 17th and July 15th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of June.
Thank you. Any discussion on any of the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain from the first one.
We don't have any correspondence this evening, correct? At this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petition, statement, and testimony from guests.
Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble Street, Washington, New Jersey. Just checking on an update with the sewer issue.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Robin, we are in the process of scheduling a meeting with Chris to finalize the plans, and once that's done, we'll bring it to the council vote on it and approve it, and we'll start. And that date will be the 28th,
September.
Yeah, it's kind of looking like the 28th of July, August.
July?
Or July.
Yeah, August.
July.
That's next year, July, isn't it?
Probably the 28th.
To bring the council for approval.
The 28th.
I'll make it bring to you and then in August.
And we'll present. Correct. You got the easement? It wasn't at the last meeting.
Yep.
Yep. And then what about all the engineers' plans and that kind of stuff?
That'll be presented here to the council to show them what they're going to do. That'll be presented to the subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then it'll be presented to the council. Then we move forward. The council approves the plans and moves forward. Sounds like a
plan. So that engineer is ready to go, even with the changes that were made this stuff?
Well, there are some things that we have to discuss, right?
Correct.
Road and sidewalk, in specific.
Okay. Well, in his original estimation of price, that was including fixing the road after it was all done, repaving that road. There was nothing with sidewalk, except where they were going to cross over to
Gardner's Court.
Right.
Yes.
No. Yeah, Gardner's Court, but then up by the bakery.
Right. Absolutely.
But he said his price, because you asked him about the roadway, and he said that was included in the price to resurface the road after it was all finished.
Yep.
That was everything, from start to finish.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I need to know.
Thank you.
Sandy Cirelli, Washington Business Improvement District. I just want to make sure that I'm communicating well with all of you, and I know you guys get very big stacks of reports from Christine and everything. So just to let everybody know, with the park, we are working on making sure that we have an as-built plan, as requested by Dawson at Finelli, and then we also made the judgment call that the footings for the stage and all stage would need a professional structural engineer's plan as well for all of us, for all of us to go forward and make sure that we're not putting any risk to anyone. That is actually being done as a donation versus at a charge, so it's been a little bit slow in coming. Obviously, we can't finish doing those footings without that correct structural engineer's plan. So just to keep everyone updated, we're staying on top of it. We hope to be able to deliver all of those things to you soon. For the most part, really, most of the rest of the construction is done, and we'll keep everyone updated and informed. And I hope to see everybody. I hope you have it on your calendars for the festival in the borough, September 6th and 7th. We're very excited, and you know, just hope that the weather gods will be on our favor, because all of the hard work that everybody has really put into it, we want everyone to enjoy it. Thank you.
Question for you, dear. I understand the bids behind the townwide lawn sale.
To be honest with you, the bid is not behind it. What actually happened is, I think maybe 9 years ago or before I came on as the executive director, the bid organized the townwide yard sale in conjunction with sidewalk sale for the businesses. Well, the businesses really did not feel there was any benefit from it, that people were really coming in for the yard sale, and they didn't want to participate. So at that time, I sat in the assistant's desk and took the calls. There were more complaints and bad will about the fact that the bid was not managing the townwide yard sale and it wasn't coming back. It just became so excruciatingly bad PR for us that we decided to at least try to help and coordinate it with the town. So really, the bid really doesn't want to have any ownership. We don't do a map. We're really not involved with it. We were just trying to help for all of us to provide good service to the residents. However, I am glad to step back from any involvement with it whatsoever, and certainly am happy to post it as per the dates that Christine and yourselves determine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else from the audience? Hearing none, I would accept a motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have no ordinances. That takes us to reports.
Make a motion to receive and file the reports.
Second. Any discussion on any of the reports?
I have a question, Chris. I don't know, like, when you can find out, like, when do they think we'll ever get all the outstanding monies?
What are you talking about today?
On the court report, you know, like the outstanding dollars, total outstanding dollar value for the borough is $189,000. Or even like the number of tickets pending, you know. Yeah. There are 171 tickets pending, you know. 48 of them are over 120 plus days.
Probably people who go to trial, they postpone their court date. You can extend it. That's what you can probably speak to this, but you could probably extend it a year if you go to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, depending on the type of ticket, if you get an attorney and you ask for adjournments, they're routinely granted, so that kind of stuff really gets back.
So eventually, though, we do get the outstanding dollars?
Eventually we do, but it has to run through the system.
It could take years to get all those squared up. There's a big backlog in this, we'll flood out. So.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are on the easy payment plan, too, you know.
That's correct as well. Mm-hmm. They can make payments.
$10 a month for the next 10 years or whatever.
Any others? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, this brings us to new business. We have the approval of the Borough of Washington fund balance policy.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the fund balance policy?
I wasn't here, so I'm assuming it was a result of the last meeting when Tom and Natasha were here. So they came up with the percentages? Like, how did they determine, like, the 4% and 10%? And
that was a recommendation from the auditor at the last meeting.
Anything else? How about if we do a roll call on this one?
Higgins?
Yes.
Stone?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Sora?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
We have two resolutions for redemptions of tax certificates, 119 and 120. Let's do those together.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion on these? Roll call, please.
Jones?
Yes.
Kleba?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes, on 119, abstain on 120.
Conrad?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thor?
Yes.
It's time to renew our shared service agreement with the with the school district for the library director.
Has anything changed in it?
Well, it's going to be, the percentages for the split are still the same, but it's going to cost more. Chris, I believe you have that
I do.
Number.
2013 to 14 was $35,571. This year, it's up to $46,250. That's a difference of $10,679.
Why?
Salaries and benefits.
Oh, you know what? That big of an increase in one year?
Correct.
One position?
Correct.
We just got this handed to us tonight. I would like to make a motion to at least give us a chance to review this before we vote on it to the next meeting. So can we postpone this? That's the motion.
Is there a second?
No, second it.
Okay. Any other discussion on that?
This is to table it?
Yeah.
To table it.
Just till next meeting.
Would that cause...
It'll have to be retro to July, regardless at this point.
Okay.
There's nothing that will change. It's exactly the same thing as last year. Salaries and benefits go up every year, as we know, and they are part of a teacher's union as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Is it full-time position or part-time?
It's a part-time position.
Well, it's full-time to the school.
Right.
But you know, they pay her full-time salary, full-time benefits, and we split that with them.
Mm-hmm.
At the 49.951,
50.1%. So, Scott, excuse me.
Yes.
Then, as I understand it, it's $20,000 then increase in one person's salary? Is that what you're saying?
That would sound like it to me. I haven't asked that direct question.
Okay, well.
It's
impossibly
high for
one
raise.
Right. So,
do we have any kind of input into this as far as reviewing?
No, you do not.
We could ask for more clarification on why so much. The alternative is that we go out and hire a full-time library director on our own, which would be a lot more than $46,000.
But why should we continue with the part-time director if we're only getting part-time now?
Right.
And how are you going to get anybody to do that?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, we've heard that a lot, but it's tough to get somebody and keep them. You know, you're either going to get somebody who is fresh out of school and the first job opening that's better that comes along, they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going to get somebody who's about ready to retire and is just looking to cruise into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe 1 or 2 years, and then they're done. So we could be going through this often.
I guess if you could get some clarification on the big increase. It hasn't been that big. Is it because... it's like something retroactive where they didn't get it for like 3 years. You know, sometimes with unions and contracts, it's 3 years that they go without it.
Right, that could be.
And then all of a sudden, then it's time, it's settled, and so you have to pay the other years, and that's why this year it's so big, or, you know, that's...
We can certainly find that out. Any other discussion?
Yeah. This... meeting that you had with the county, was that going to be discussed in conjunction with this, or is this going to be separate? Because, I mean, I think it should go hand in hand, especially depending upon what those changes might be.
It would be too early in the process to tell that.
Right. That's another thing I was thinking. Maybe we should just hold on to this.
I might as well let the cat out of the bag tonight, as far as that goes. At our library board meeting last night, the Warren County Library Director was there. She and the board spoke. The Library Board approved our sending a letter to the Warren County Library Board and to the Warren County Freeholders asking if they would be open to discussing a shared service agreement between Warren County and Washington Borough that would serve those people affected by the potential closing of the Franklin Branch. Okay. So it's too early to answer that question?
Right, okay.
Is it possible? Yeah. But it's way too early in the process to even think about that.
So I would think it's kind of a good idea to just wait and see about voting on this. To renew it, maybe we're going to end up with some whole different agreement, then we'd have to undo this one anyway.
So understand,
yeah, but you need a library director in the meantime.
Yeah, yeah. And we have that
could
anyway.
It could take years to
and this one does have a termination clause.
All I'm asking for is just
this. Has a 90-day out clause the agreement.
Sure,
so.
That's
it's just notification. There's no penalties or anything in it.
I understand that. But anyway, so this way at least we'll have time to review this and,
that's
so
fine.
For next meeting at least.
Then the other question is, do we have enough in the budget for this or not?
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, that's a 28% increase over what we were paying last year.
In our cost.
Yeah.
But plus, you figure twice that when you include the other.
Right. Their half.
Well, just so you know, listen, the last time we did a school budget, their benefits package increased 62%.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits.
So we're just asked for an explanation as to why, a little breakdown of it, and we'll have it for next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. Vouchers.
Any motion to pay the bill?
Second.
Any discussion on our vouchers?
I don't have any.
There are a lot of mumbling, no question. There are no questions.
Yeah,
okay. Questions. Okay. Don't feel forced.
Yeah, really.
We're really not forcing.
I should have one, but because I don't want them to think I'm just always questioning it. What? Why? Who are we paying, a fire department penalty? What is that? What's a fire department penalty?
We're not paying the penalty. That's a payment that we're turning over to the fire department. If our fire official receives a penalty due to circumstances that he feels he can enforce in court, we take that money in, and a portion of that money goes to the fire department, and that's by statute.
So if someone was fined,
correct,
we got the money, and now
we get the money, a portion goes to the fire department.
Okay, all right, okay. Gotcha.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes. Everything except for our company, which is correct.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
What do we give you to do this week?
I have to contact the school board.
That's it, huh?
That's it. Oh, woohoo! Go on vacation. Kidding.
Vacation week, huh?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Okay. That brings us to council remarks. Mrs. Gleba.
Okay. I have a couple. One, we're planning our second annual senior night out. It's going to be September 26th, and there's going to be a luau theme, so more details will be forthcoming as far as the exact time, but that's been settled. The county will be donating the food, and the fire department has donated the borough hall. We felt it might be safer here for the seniors as compared to some of the grounds. Last year we had it at the pavilion, and this way there's better parking because they had to walk quite a distance and they don't have to worry about bringing their own chairs, and it would just seem more suited, safer for seniors here as compared to outside. And also weather related, I thought it might be a little bit too chilly the end of September to be outside in the evening. So we're excited to have that ball rolling. And then I have a couple of questions on the past minutes, more just to get some updates. But it ties into, at the last meeting, I had requested the notes from what was discussed at the council meeting for the street ordinances so that Rob and I could finish that. And then I sent you a text message. And I still haven't received them, so we still need them. But I was hoping to not have to ask you for them, thinking they might be in the minutes. But there was no mention of any of that council discussion in any of the minutes. So we had talked about the towing.
That was a committee meeting.
It was.
Yeah, that wouldn't be in council minutes.
No, we talked about it here because we made a motion to have the towing and stuff put in.
Yeah.
What was that?
Never
I think we're missing a meeting in between. Did they skip
there's
a meeting?
We have several people working on minutes.
So yeah,
that
so
was
that's what I think. We're just missing that. Those
were
so you're referring to.
I have to confirm what set of minutes that would be in.
Yeah, no, it was definitely spoken here. I was never at a street meeting because we can't have the, we'd have a quorum if I was at a street meeting.
Is that underneath the nuisance ordinance? We've never finished that ordinance.
No.
No.
No, it's the one giving Rudy the authority to have something too.
Right, right, exactly. And we talked about this, you also went over a list of streets. You had specific streets that you were adding to ours. So we had talked about that, and...
we discussed that the last one.
And then Rob gave you an update. He came in to see me. He gave me his notes. I have Dave's notes, and I'm combining them to make one ordinance.
Right.
And that's where I had left off.
Yeah.
That's all new to me.
So,
sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's okay.
That was not communicated to me.
That's okay. We haven't talked in a while.
So you have those notes?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Then
what's the progress on that, by the way? When's the time frame?
Next week.
Okay.
I got a little behind with the paving that suddenly came up.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, all right, because I was looking through. What happened, going to some of Councilman Jones's things, with the Streets Committee was going to look into, are we doing the referendum on the ballot this year? What happened with that?
We're discussing that still.
It's still discussing that, okay. Then status on the, are we doing anything with regards to the new statute about the abandoned homes and the ones that are in foreclosure?
Yes, Rudy has been working diligently contacting banks.
Okay. All right. That's good. And then, did you need a motion from us regarding the Pleasant Valley Mill Dam as far as, it was kind of left off that if council approves, you know, if we could have the money from Stewart, you know, next year to decommission it, like, when do we need to make a decision on that? Should it be added to an agenda? So.
Well, we can use our sewer money to commission the dam. I think I answered that question.
Right.
I think that would be done as part of the budget process, really. We would just put the money into the budget and just tell
them. I wasn't sure if you needed council to say, repairing it or let's vote on decommissioning it.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. And could I have a copy of the letter to New Jersey American Water that I had requested?
Yep.
And what else? The other ones was just the streets, but okay, it's taken care of. Great. That's all I had. Thank you.
Mr. Thompson.
Just a quick question. Can you get a report of 6 months that we spent so far this year?
Finance.
6 months.
The appropriations and expenditure report is in your
It's in the report.
It's a budget to actuals.
Okay.
Right. So when you get with next month, or whenever I pay the bill to the contractor, you'll see that capital money expended in that monthly report.
Anything else, sir?
Actually, now it shows a zero. It's already been spent.
Because I did the requisition
stuff,
right? That's why. It's already set aside.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, how about if we do something advertising the yard sale? Seeing how they... I was under the impression that it was the bid thing to do the townwide yard sale.
Well, we kind of work together to do it. We really don't do anything except pick dates and let you approve it. And
a lot of people in town don't know it's a townwide yard sale. I'm saying, like, put a sign on 31. A big sign up there, you know, September 13th and 14th, Washington Borough townwide yard sale.
I don't think we're allowed to put a sign on Route 31.
Hampton does.
Right at the intersection, 3157. Everybody's going to see it. Last year when the yard sale was going on, I had people stopping by my house and say, we never knew this was going to happen. A lot of people don't know it's going to happen.
You put it on the board out front here. Right?
It is on the board,
I believe it is, and I think
the
messenger.
It's in the messenger.
That's
the messenger.
Puts it in, so.
Yeah.
On the website?
And it's on every single bid calendar, it's on there as well. So they're kind of already advertising it.
I suppose I have to make it more. advantageous to people who don't get the messenger or look at the bulletin board.
In all honesty, I don't know if we can put a sign on Route 31 and 57. Okay. Code enforcement's telling me no, so.
Honestly, even if we sent out a postcard to everybody, or put it in with the tax bills, it would go like this. I didn't know. Mr. Thompson, you have something else?
Well, it just might be people that want to come buy something, too. That are not residents, that don't want to have the yard sale in front of the house, but people that want to purchase things.
To his, you know, years ago, you used to have a map. If you have a yard sale in your residence, they put your name on it and put on the back of the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be like the post office, the borough hall,
the library.
Quick check, the library. You pick that map. Oh, there's a couple on Belder Avenue, there's a couple on Flower Avenue.
Well, Sandy had stated earlier, the bid used to do that. They've essentially turned it over to the borough.
Yes.
I don't know. Is that something that we want to take on? That's council. We certainly will if you want.
They do it in Hackettstown. Let me just tell you. I'm familiar with the Hackettstown.
I'm sorry.
They send out a map.
The map portion is not. I mean, if we want to do road signs and get permission on private property versus State 31 and 57, that's great. But the map turned into being a nightmare. What happened is people were so late to get it in.
Right.
And many people, there were so many people in yard sales that weren't on the map.
They were upset.
Because people did not want to spend the minor $3 fee or whatever it was. And so it ended up being a lot of work, and it ended up being an expense, and then that.
And it wasn't accurate then.
And they have the same problems in Hackettstown.
Totally.
That's what I was getting.
But as far as, you know, road signs, I can look downstairs. We might have one or two. And, you know,
if we could get permission to put them on private property, that would be fantastic. If you have
like
some.
Lube Oil is basically abandoned at the corner there.
Right.
I mean, they're closed for business. They're basically abandoned. That would be a likely spot. I doubt.
What about Warren County Liquor Store? They allow like the fire department for the road season.
Sure.
And stuff.
Yeah.
If you get like a banner or sign and put it in their yard.
Like the smaller, or even just a slightly larger size road sign from Frank Blanche are not very expensive. And, you know, I could certainly, you know, Frank yourself, you could certainly see that happening. It doesn't have to be on the state property. But I just would not do that map thing. It was a nightmare. And if I had a complaint, it was inaccurate, and it was impossible to make it accurate.
Yeah,
so.
You put a deadline on it.
Okay.
If we could get a sign that we could replace the numbers, you know, the
days. Year after year.
Use it year after year.
Big
Well, hopefully next year's budget, this is going to be the scrolling digital billboard. Okay? So it's going to be electronic.
Yeah, but they're saying they don't even read the sign that we have in.
Well, that's true, but, you know.
Yeah,
something like that. People,
get, oh, I never
read
the sign
help
when
it.
I go by.
Right.
You know, if you send it home with the schools, like, oh, my kids never give it to me.
Yeah, right. It goes in the garbage. Right.
There's always an excuse.
Yeah. It's a waste of money. Yeah.
It's less than $8, and every town, like a month before, will put it in a month before, they'll put it in 2 weeks before, and then usually the week of, letting you know that it's townwide yard sale or not.
Actually, I think the classified section might be free versus the ad.
Yes, you can put in the credit card.
Okay.
That's
moving
right.
On. When's our town clock going to start working?
That was in your report.
I see that, but it's been 6 months, you know. And from our audit report last meeting, there was a time clock.
There was.
And
I'm going to tell you quite honestly that we haven't quite gotten there yet because I haven't made a decision how it will integrate with our current payroll system, which is brand new.
Why don't you call the payroll company and ask them?
I did.
Okay.
And they met with me, and they're bringing in, which is in my report.
That's in the report.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just seems like it's gone on 6 or 8 months, and it should have been in effect.
Well, we need to have the best solution for the borough, because I'll tell you quite honestly, I don't want time cards down there, and so-and-so is punching out for this one, and vice versa.
They're not time cards.
So we have to make sure we have the right system that will integrate with our current payroll system.
Well, I think it should get done very quickly if we can. The last thing, the thing you brought up about the communication with the county, with the library, this is new to me. I'm just catching bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, there is very little to tell. It's the library board. You know, we're looking at the Franklin branch of the Warren County Library potentially closing. Or moving out of the area. That has caused many people some consternation. So The library board, you know, myself, freeholders, you know, we kind of have brief conversations here and there. Our library board is going to send a letter to the Warren County freeholders and to the Warren County Library Board asking if they would be open to discussing a potential shared service for library services from Washington Borough for those people who would be affected by the moving of the Franklin branch.
That's in conjunction with the other shared services we have with the Board of Education?
No, that's completely separate.
It's separate right now.
So we just want to see if they're interested in that. If they are, you know, we will...
We want to do this?
We'll form a committee.
This is what I'm asking?
Well, you know, you never know until you start talking about
okay.
it. If it works, great, and if it doesn't work, you know, all we did was spend some time talking about it.
Okay, sounds good to me then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Torres?
I just want to say that I spoke to some people on DPW, and the streets, they did an excellent job. I traveled on some of the streets, so the paving is done. I think that's great. You know, just want to give them a high five for their excellent service.
Okay, so a virtual high five?
Because they did most of the work. It was our people that did the work. So, you know, maybe a lot of the people in the borough don't realize that. They participated in the project a lot. It was the co-op, but they were...
Yeah, they did a lot of the prep work.
Yeah. The DPW is out there working with the co-op.
Right. I think they helped direct traffic and put up cones,
right.
get some prep work done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They drove some of the trucks.
Mr. Conrad?
No.
Right. Mr. Higgins?
But yeah, everybody have a safe Labor Day. We're going to schedule the sewer committee meeting for the 28th at 4 p.m.?
As long as Chris is available, yeah.
Okay. And a follow-up to the roads. We met yesterday, the road committee. What we came up with is we got a map of the borough. We are going to highlight the roads that are done every year. We're going to kind of keep it in a picture frame, hang it on the wall downstairs, just to let everybody know what roads have been done. And then after we meet and determine what roads are going to be done, we're going to highlight that in red so everybody will know what roads we are planning on doing. Not necessarily going to do, but based on money, what we're planning on doing. We're going to come up with a rating system. Yesterday we took one of these maps and we split it by districts, four districts. We were supposed to get together on the 28th and start in District 1, go out and peruse the roads. We were going to come up and see, I'd like to actually add John Byrd there because, you know what I mean? I don't know if we're going to do it.
Right.
That's
sewer meeting now.
But.
You let me know?
Yeah, we'll let you know. But we're going to look for potholes, cracks, patchwork, and usage. You know what I mean? So if there's a lot of potholes, you know, that'll get rated something, cracks, whatever. And then depending upon how often the travel. Let's see, we discussed also tarring and chipping the alleys instead of blacktopping them, paving them, in an effort to save money for the alleyways, less travel, less expensive. I went out yesterday when they were doing the roads. John had said that it's easy to patch the roads and then tar and chip over it, you know, to bring them level, even, and then that will get some life out of those at a cheaper cost. The next question that we had was, where are we at with the ballot question? You know, what is it that you need from us?
Well, first I need you to know that it's non-binding,
okay.
Whatever you put out there. And then I would need council to decide on specific roads by the next meeting. We can send something very generic to Pat. She's already kind of given us the extension. Pat Cole is the county clerk. So we would need something prepared for the next meeting.
Let me ask you a question. If we waited until June of next year for that ballot question, and it was approved or whatever, and we decided to do that, go after that, will we have to wait until the following year for the budget process to do that?
because if you're asking for it for 2 weeks, it's not probably going to get done.
No, because the state changes their due date for the budget every year. I mean, it could
be. But most of the time, that's through February or.
Statutorily, yes, but they usually end up extending it March.
So we can put that in with temporary?
You can, but if the election, the primary is this in June, our budget's probably going to be adopted.
So we would have to wait a year. I mean, would that be admissible? I mean, would we be allowed to do that?
Do you want to, I guess I'm a little bit confused. Would the question, the non-binding question, is it your intention to sort of take the pulse of the community to see whether?
Yes.
Okay. And it would it be that you want to bond for it, or would it be? Okay. So you have to get it in, I think, 84 days before. Is that correct?
Right. And this would be the extension.
Okay. And then you'd be able to go ahead and do that next year.
For this year, we have to put it about this year.
So it would have to go in within the next week or so, I think, right?
But my question is,
I don't know the exact timing.
If we did it in June of next year.
If you did what? Did the
actual. We put the ballot question in June of next year.
You'd have to wait.
You have to wait the following year.
Well, it's non-binding, but I don't think it's going to be. You don't want to put the question and do the work and then have.
A year later.
Right, exactly. It's going to. It wouldn't make sense to do it that way.
The problem with putting it in on the primary is, you know, how many people are actually going to come out and vote.
Let's think about this. If you included the down payment for your bond in the budget, then you're okay. And the down payment is 5% of the total cost of the road construction. So as long as you included that in your budget, then you can do it in June.
Yeah, but see, to put together a list of the roads and the priorities that you'd want to do them
before then.
It's going to take a couple months to go over that for us to go over it and make the compile list.
You have to go out and look and make your determination, allocate the resources, and determine what's needed first and what's needed. Then I think if you're going to do that and you're not going to be ready until June, then you're going to have to work that into the budget so you can do the down payment.
Right. Yeah. Include the down payment for the bond in the budget.
Or just wait until November of next year.
Right.
Okay.
That's still 2 years.
That's good.
You do like we have been with the last couple of years.
Yes.
For the 100,000 or whatever.
By the end of 2016, we have less of the debt.
That's correct.
Our debt drops off
dramatically. That's true.
Our debt drops off dramatically in 2016-17.
Okay. Not that we want to go back in then.
Right.
And our next meeting is September 15th. 15th?
Our meeting?
Yes. At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Street committee meeting?
Yes.
Is that the meeting that you want John at, or you'll get back to me on?
No, that one is good. That's good for him, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, that's all I got.
I did have something, but I can't remember what it is right at the moment, so it must not have been very important. And if it is, I'll email you.
Well, listen, let's talk about email. I read yours.
But I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?